Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Admittedly, it's a mess. I get it. And that's why I watch. Isn't that why you watch? Isn't that why you watch Vanderpump? And
it's the reason
Real
you
Housewives?
Watch reality TV in
Any
the first place. Yeah.
Just because I thought I oughta, because I know a lot of folks that listen to the show were watching Jersey Shore. And I love Jersey Shore when it came out the first time.
It's a good show, yeah.
So Jersey Shore Family Reunion, I'm watching that. Then they keep talking about and coming up next, the new relation beep show, because it really is a relation show.
Ish.
And it's called X on the Beach. And I thought, honestly, I was working and it went from the one show into the other. And I was like, I ain't watching this. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm watching all of this. to give you a feel for it.
The first night in the villa has already erupted with passion. Will there be a volcanic eruption tomorrow when the first exes crash onto the beach in the morning?
So they put a bunch of reality stars in together, and they, of course, they get liquored up, and then they all start pairing off because they all kind of know each other. It's this weird incestuous thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like radio guys. Like radio people, we all know each other.
Yeah.
We don't pair off like that.
Well, it's an alcohol.
Yeah, there are guys. There are guys. We go to those conventions. There are guys who are totally on the make, and it's just like, what are you doing, bro?
Look at me.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Are you kidding? They circle Kayla like sharks.
Yeah.
Spence and I, it's like we're protecting the castle. Like, we have to protect the princess and her virtue. Is it not true?
It is so true. However,
dude, she has a boyfriend.
Sacrifice me the first year that we went.
You didn't
together.
Have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You didn't have a boyfriend.
I would say you can't really sacrifice the willing, can you?
That's also true.
And so it turns into this.
Do you think you have any feelings for me still?
This is when the ex show up. So they all pair off. Then the next day they all go out to the beach and so they're like laying on each other or whatever. And then whoop, coming out of the water. Here come the exes of all of these different reality stars, and chaos ensues, which sounds kind of like this.
Do you think you have any feelings for me still?
I want you. I want to call you babe, and you don't let me.
What, I'm supposed to stay at home?
Dude's hammered. I love you.
And know that you're here f***ing some other I'm just supposed to be at home crying over it? F*** that.
They're back like car feet.
You're not with him. What is this called? X on the beach is he's your ex.
Get me f***ing home. I'm over it.
I'm not doing this. Like, seriously, I'm not.
Go get your girl back.
Waste the space.
I don't know. I can't play any more bleeps. This
oh
is
my
I'm
God,
nervous.
That's heavy.
Nervous.
Yeah.
It's it's a mess. It's a total mess. I wanna give you one other thing, and I'm not sure if this is edited to the right spot. Let me just see.
It is. My ex.
She fought my ex in a hotel.
So here's what you need to know. Angela dated Derek, who's friends or friends with benefits with Alicia, who dated Corey and apparently also got beat up by Angela. All caught up? Okay, let's get back to it.
Yeah, so it's just a mess. But how this pertains to us?
Yeah.
When did you ever run across the ex?
I was at Yogurtland years ago, and this was years ago, and it had only been broken up for like 4 weeks. And I'm sitting there. She walks in as this girl that I don't even remember what her name was, is not feeding me yogurt, but I had mentioned previously that that looked really good. And she happened to put the spoon to my mouth as I'm taking food off of her spoon.
Are you on a date? Is this a date?
It's a date, yeah. And in walks the ex.
Does she know it's a date? Does the girl you're with know it's a date?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's like for yeah.
You know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, I really think it's
the
date.
Thing, and yeah, you're feeding the ice cream.
She thinks you're friends.
And then yeah,
he's
then,
trying to yeah.
And then you angle in, you put your head to the side.
Yeah, sure.
Rejected. So I'm mid spoon getting the yogurt off. X walks in and says, "So is it good here?" And then turned and walked out. Is the yogurt good? Walks out. And then I did this face.
But is it? Did you end on not so great terms?
Not awful, but not great. Yeah, okay. In the middle somewhere.
Okay.
But it was awkward. That's it. There was no fights. I'm like, it was not like the show.
I have a really awkward one, too, from like wedding territory. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Let's play X Encounter Poker, which just means can you top this?
Okay.
When did you tell us when you encountered your ex? Okay.
Okay.
Either you walked in on them, they walked in on you. Whatever. Like Spence with Yogurtland.
That's funny.
You went on a Yogurtland date. That's adorable.
It was post-movie.
It's adorable. Let's go get some yogurt.
Let's get some frozen yogurt.
I know. Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
That is. The winner gets Wet n Wild tickets.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Okay. The one that we deem to be the best story gets Wet n Wild tickets. So give us something that's real or make something up that's really good. 702, right. How are we going to know? 702-364-9898 right now. Good luck.
Breaking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I've rediscovered the joys of reality television. Oh, God. You want to feel good about your life? You want to feel better about yourself? Forget about watching motivational shows. Forget about all that other stuff, you know, that made the uplifting and whatever. Watch stuff like X on the Beach. Oh, God, your life is awesome. You don't need to be pretty. Look how messed up those folks are. Kidding me? It just got me thinking, when did you run across your ex? Because these people, all these beautiful reality stars that believe that they're legitimately celebrities. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they've been sucked in. I get 1,000 likes on Instagram, so I must be great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and then they're just a mess. Together, they're all paired off and whatnot. And then here come the exes, and so they start fighting and stuff. Kristen, when did you run into your ex?
So, me and him dated for, like, almost 3 years, and I am on a date. We had just broke up maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, but somebody was, like, really trying to talk to me. So, I ended up taking him up and going out to Olive Garden. And then in comes his entire family, him, his grandma, his brother, his sister.
No.
Yes. And I had to sit there and eat with this guy and they're like right across from me. So he could see them, but they're like glaring at me the entire time. Like they're probably thinking like, oh my gosh, you guys just broke up 3 weeks ago. Not even like 2 weeks ago.
Whatever.
So the entire time I'm sitting there eating and they're watching every move I make. It was so awkward.
Did you tell that to your date?
No, and so we're walking out, and they all are, like, smiling, and he, like, was like, oh, look, they're so nice. I'm like, oh,
did you break up with him, or did he break up with you?
So, it was kind of mutual. This was, like, when Olive Garden was like, oh, my gosh, we're going to Olive Garden, how nice. Like, it was, like, when I was way younger. So, I mean, it was kind of more of a mutual thing, I guess.
I just wondered if his family was tearing him a new one because
like,
they're going,
yeah.
See, look at her. She's found somebody else. She looks happy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It could have been, definitely. I hope so because me and his mom and his sister were very close. Like, to this day, like, we'll still, like, say hi on Facebook and stuff. But, like, oh, my gosh, it was just the worst dinner of my entire life. I stopped talking to that guy after that.
That's awesome. Hang on one second. Hang on one second. So that's pretty good. That's a good start. Shelly, when did you run into your ex?
Okay, so I told Davey something else, but I remembered a better one.
Whatever works.
When I was pregnant with my daughter, me and my husband are at the gynecologist, and he comes in and goes, okay, so we have somebody here that is training with me today, doing their clinicals, whatever. Do you care if they come in? And I'm like, oh, no, I don't care about any of that stuff. So in walks my doctor. After the nurse had left, in walks my doctor, and trailing right behind him is one of my exes. And I'm like, is this a joke? I was like, never mind.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Does Shelly beat Kristen?
Shelly beats Kristen.
Yeah. Kristen, yours is good, but Shelly beat you. I'm sorry.
Figure.
Have a great day. Okay, now let me just ask. Now let me just ask. Tara, when did you encounter your ex?
Well, this particular ex and I dated right after high school, and we had stayed friends for a long time, and he had introduced me to a girl, and we all hung out. Everything was great. And about a year later, they walk into my daycare center with an infant.
No way.
But he knew who I was. I knew who she was. He obviously knew who we both were.
Uh-huh.
And he had just tried to call me like the week before. He had never stopped calling me to hook up the whole time. I didn't even know they were dating.
Oh. What a dirtbag.
See, right up to that last line, I was giving it to Shelly. Right up to that last line, that was all Shelly for me. Now,
yeah, she ended up calling me, I guess when the baby was about one, and asking me if he was cheating on her. And I said, yeah. And he'll probably always cheat on you. So if that's not something you can live with, it's time to move on. And now they have three kids, and I just found out they got divorced.
Well, that's kind of unfortunate.
That story kind of went to the toilet.
Yeah.
You know?
We should have just stopped right there with him calling you. All right, hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Winner alert of epic proportions, Davey the Show Killer. Who do you have?
Marcy Ward from the Southwest.
Woo, you ready to go to Life is Beautiful, Marcy?
Absolutely. I cannot wait. I'm so stoked.
General admission wristbands for all 3 days of Life is Beautiful. And it really does. I know the lineup is being announced tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., but it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not at all. It's going to be so epic.
Yeah, it's going to be so
epic.
Awesome.
Yes, it will. It will be epic regardless. And for everybody else who's not named Marcy right now, tickets go on sale for you Thursday morning at 10 a.m. at lifeisbeautiful.com. But Marcy's already hooked up. And by the way, who will be in line for the other wristband for all 3 days?
Absolutely my husband, Eric.
Are you sure?
I am. It's a tough competition, but...
Yeah. What about your boyfriend, Rodney? I thought he would be for one of the days.
Oh, I have to ask you a question. We need to play a game, but we don't have any music prepared for this, but I'm going to try and work something up on the fly.
Okay.
You ready for this?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
No! 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 Never happened to a woman. Never happened to a woman. No! No! No, it would never happen to a woman. Never happen to a woman. Yeah. No, no, no. We're playing a game. Would this ever happen to a woman?
Okay.
Servers, especially in an establishment where alcohol is served, can tend to be a little over-friendly at times.
Yep.
I'll agree with that.
And can tend to overshare a little bit at times. But does it ever happen to a woman? We were asking Kayla. This happens to Spence, although it makes Spence crazy. So he's super sensitive to it about the honey sweetie.
Oh, only when they go through the random ones and it's just honey, baby, sweetie, and they rotate through. Because then they're not being genuine. And they're just trying to get me to give them more money for a tip. And it's not going to work on me. Stop calling me baby. I'm not your baby.
What if I call you doll?
Doll, baby,
but that doesn't happen. Yeah. And by the way, when you were a bartender in college, did you employ that tactic to try and get more money out of folks?
I don't recall doing that, but I can't say that I didn't do that. I don't call people sweetie. I feel like sweetie is a degrading word, but I probably did the honey. I probably did the doll. I'm like, hi, my friend.
Sugar.
You know?
There's one place sugar. Just down the street. I swear, the bartender, I finally had to tell her, stop it. Because it was so ridiculous. Can I have some more blue cheese? Yeah, sure, honey. Stop calling me honey.
Does this ever happen to a woman? So let me ask you, Marcy. Does this ever happen to a woman where the server's just a little too familiar?
Yes. That has definitely happened to me.
Really?
On one occasion. And usually by another female server.
Oh.
Okay. When I ask you that question, you say it's happened a number of times. One time obviously pops into your head. When was that time?
I'm going to say at a bar in Texas when it was an all-girls trip and it was toward the end of the night
I'm born and raised in Vegas, so a last call is a little foreign to me.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And when it, and when it was last call, they started getting a little extra sweet there, probably to get tipped out a little bit more.
That's really interesting.
I've never had that happen to me.
I'm trying to get my best friend John to come on with us, and I don't know if he even wants to tell the story, but I'm going to anyway. see, he's not here to defend himself, so yeah, you know, he hasn't texted me back yet. You know what? I'll tell you. I'll just say that we specifically, he does something after work. If he's wrapping it up for the day, he'll take his laptop and he'll go to there's a Buffalo Wild Wings not far from his office.
Okay.
He'll take his laptop and he works in real estate. So he'll go have a couple of beers and then just work on his laptop until the battery dies. So he's good for about an hour.
Sure.
Okay. So late in the afternoon, you know how the long battery, hour and a half, whatever.
Sure.
So it's not like he goes and gets hammered. But he goes and has a couple of beers. He drinks the same beer. He drinks a beer called Mac and Jack's. And it's to the point of where when he shows up, they just bring a Mac and Jack's over. Hey, John. It's like, you know, it's like the old TV show.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. He walks into the bar.
Yep.
Sure.
But he knows that if his wife knew that this was what he was doing most days, she wouldn't approve. You know what I mean? She just wouldn't be. She wouldn't be cool with it.
Sure,
sure.
So, what one server did the last time that I was up in Seattle? Honestly, we could have gotten her fired for it.
Really?
Because she was just overly familiar. I'll tell you what that was in just a minute. Does this happen to a woman where the server's just overly familiar, and they overshare? They tell your business.
I'm curious because I've never had this happen to me, but that has to be out there.
Even the honey baby sweetie, to the point of where you're like, stop it. You're just trying to get cash out of me.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. This just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that would happen to a woman. It just doesn't. So we're just curious at 702-364-9898. Do you have a waitress that's overshared or a server that overshares, maybe gets a little too familiar? So my buddy will wrap up his day late afternoon, and not every day. Not everybody. Say, you know, a couple, three times a week. Whenever he gets the urge, he'll grab his laptop. He'll leave his office. He'll go to a spot by his office where they know him pretty well. Because he's in there two or three times a week.
Sure.
And he orders the same beer every time. So last time I was up in Seattle, we said, let's go to that place. We're going to meet his wife there. And he goes, buddy, we got to hustle. We got to get there first. Why? Because we got to tell the server, be cool about the, hey, haven't seen you in a couple of days. You know what I mean? And the, hey, man, you weren't in this week or anything like that.
Don't rat me out. Yeah.
Don't rat me out. So then as the night goes on and the server's, you know, been back to the table six or eight times, and, you know, I'm a friendly guy. And so I talk mess and John talks mess and all this kind of stuff. And she all of a sudden feels the need to be familiar enough that she goes, well, you know, these guys told me, because we introduced her to our wives, and she's like, well, these guys told me not to say that he's in here all the time, but, you know. But and I'm like, whoa, whoa.
What are you doing,
whoa, 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 whoa.
That goes against code, yeah.
Yeah, just so you know, your additional compensation and perhaps your employment is at risk right now. You should stop talking, please. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm just thinking that would never happen to a woman. If a woman is so even the honey baby sweetie part, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the, hey, you should have, boy, should have seen your husband yesterday. He was hammered. They would never say that. You should have seen your wife in here. She was bombed. They would never say that.
No.
They would never, they would, right?
I've never had that happen to me.
So, Kaylee, the honey baby sweetie thing, you say that's a Texas thing.
Yeah, it's a Southern thing. So, I mean, I guess because there's like a lot of people that are living in Las Vegas that aren't from Las Vegas. Maybe they're used to doing that in their original state.
But what about
me? Because I don't do it anymore because I got a super weird look the first time I actually did it. So I knew then that I shouldn't do it anymore here.
Yeah. Well, it's not just a, if you do honey or whatever, it doesn't bother me. It's when you have a rotator of seven of them that it just sounds disingenuous that you're just throwing something out there for.
What would you like them to call you then?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just be friendly. Yeah. Friendly,
like I overly use the word darling. Like I say darling and I don't mean to, but that's again a Southern thing. I'm like, hey, darling, how are you? And I know people probably hate it, but when I served, there's a very limited lexicon of what you can use. Do you want me to walk up and introduce myself and then ask for your name?
Yeah.
Would that, you know?
What about the idea of being overly, being like oversharing? You know what I mean? Like, isn't there a code of what happens in the bar stays in the bar? And like, you shouldn't be talking to other people about other people's business. Isn't it kind of like the mafia? Kaylee?
Oh, sorry. So does it happen to me?
You've got other things going on. We'll let you get to that. No, that's okay. So, Michelle, you say it happens to you all the time. Which part?
Both, actually. It's a local brunch spot we go to, and we had horrible service. We were there for my friend's birthday. The server completely overshared from beginning, said, I'm the bartender. I'm also your waiter. I'm also your host. I don't want to be here today. I hate my other job. Yeah, he just had a terrible attitude before we got our drinks. We asked for bottomless mimosas, which is why we came in. He was like, we don't have that. You're just going to get pineapple juice. We're like, okay. Then I decided to order 30 shots for the whole table. All of a sudden, I was, honey, baby, what do you need?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. And I'm just like, wow, you're really trying to work this tip before you hated us. And it was so inconvenient. Now when I ordered 30 shots, you see that I got some cash. And now I'm honey and baby and sweetie. But like you said, after a while, it was just disingenuous. And I gave no tip.
Wow. Yeah, but you know what? But they set the tone early on. I will agree with that, that I think it's dudes. Dudes are more likely to come in and just say how much they hate their gig. And try and get you to understand all of it. And much love. I'm sorry if you're the server and the bartender and the host and all of those things, but that's the gig.
Yeah.
That's the gig that particular day. I'm sorry. Take that up with your boss. Am I right? Now,
No, I see. The thing is, I, working in the job that I did, the bar was right next to where the food came out. So, like, you literally play 45 jobs. But I do think the bar and serving is completely different because if you're serving people, you don't sit there and have, like, conversations. If you're a bartender behind the bar, like, it's natural to have a conversation with someone. But please don't spill your whole life story to the table that's there. That's terrible.
How much you hate your job.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you say this. Which part happened to your wife just a few days ago?
The bartender kept calling her babe.
A dude bartender?
Yeah. And it's weird because, like, we go out all the time and it never really happens. But, like, as soon as he said it the first time, it struck my ear. And then he said it a couple more times. And then I finally realized that she's like, did he call me babe? I was like, yeah, like five times now.
Was he hitting on your wife?
No, it's just like every time he finished his conversation, that's what he had to say.
Oh, well, babe is a terrible word to use.
Yeah. So
that's crossing the line, isn't it?
Whether 100%.
If a guy server, you're sitting there with your wife, and a guy server is using a term of endearment. Honey, sweetie, darling. That's way off base, isn't it?
Babe's over the top. I can almost look past sweetie or honey, especially if he's younger than your wife. Sweetie or whatever, I mean, that's almost insulting in another way. But babe's over the top.
Because even if you're sitting there, with your wife and female server comes over and says, honey, baby, sweetie, that's almost like, oh, that's okay. It just can't be too much because then it sounds like you've been in there.
Yeah, like there's a relationship going on.
There's something going on.
Like, I feel uncomfortable calling my boyfriend babe, let alone.
You are not the barometer. I know where you're. What point you're trying to make?
We only use formal names. Robert, yes. Come to bed. Yes, I'm feeling frisky.
That's in the throes of passion. Even it's like Robert.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.